Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios with you on this Tuesday evening. Braves still rolling right along, 6-1. They've homered five times in this game already. Crazy. And we're only in the bottom of the third inning. So we'll keep you up to date along about what goes on with the Atlanta Braves as they look to take a game two against the Minnesota Twins and try to win this series here. We are not very far away from college football season cranking back up, and obviously the Georgia Bulldogs, the talk of the college football nation, as they look to three-peat. I can't believe I'm saying that about the Georgia Bulldogs, but they look to three-peat as far as three national championships go. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to Jonathan Williams. He's a writer for Dog Daily. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page at Dr_JWill. Jonathan, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for a few minutes here on the show with me.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on the show.
What does the idea of Dylan Raiola going to school now in Buford mean? And, you know, obviously, you know, it's getting him closer to the university. But what does it ultimately mean in the grand scheme of things?
Well, I think first and foremost, I mean, it's the fact that he's going to be closer to Athens, and that's a good thing. He's going to be playing in one, the highest level classification of Georgia high school football. So that's great. You get the good competition in there for him. And not only that, but I think what all Georgia fans are going to love about this move is the fact that there's a bunch of Georgia targets on Buford's roster. You know, they already got one commit of Jaden Perlott. He's a 2025 linebacker. And then also they also have some other names on that roster as well that Georgia's kind of targeting, after the biggest one being KJ Bolden, the safety. Georgia fans would love to have him on the roster. So maybe having someone like Dylan Raiola on the roster, a five-star quarterback, kind of being in his ear all the time, that'd be great for them. And then also some other names, being able to recruit those guys in and just helping out Georgia staff. Like, you're next to some of the best talent in the state, so why not help out your future team?
Forgive me if I don't remember star ratings and different things like that, but is he the highest rated quarterback prospect in Georgia history?
Justin Fields, I believe, was higher than him, but okay. He's the second highest recruit in program history.
Yeah, I mean, and it's crazy to think about, you know, again, we think of, you know, that I don't want to say it's been the missing piece for Georgia, but, and they've recruited really well at quarterback, but, you know, it has been guys like Jake Fromm, who was a good recruit coming out of high school, but, you know, not the dynamic player. This feels like, with Dylan Raiola, like this is a truly dynamic player that is coming into this program. And, you know, again, for all the accolades that we've given Georgia, you know, now if you add that even more dynamic playmaker to this offense, I can't even imagine what this offense could look like in a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the offense has definitely continued to elevate over the past few years, especially with Todd Monken being offensive coordinator. Now you're making the switch to Mike Bobo. but you've continued to add depth at wide receiver thanks to Brian McClendon doing the job that he is on the recruiting trail. The tight ends are ridiculous. You're just reeling those in every single year. And so with how good the offensive line is as well, and now you're getting potentially that final piece of this pinnacle five-star quarterback that everybody's already saying is bound to be a first-round draft pick. Potentially that is just kind of what brings all of this together. It's like, it just continues to be Georgia bringing in the riches. They're the richer get rich.
Jonathan Williams joining me on the WaitForIt.com hotline, writer for Dog Daily. And, you know, I really do think that, Jonathan, that this is going to be, and I don't want to say a breakout season, but I think we get Brock Bowers unleashed. Like, I this being his last year on campus, going to be a first-round pick, this feels like it's setting up to be Brock Bowers maybe, and I dare I say, maybe in that Heisman conversation when all is said and done.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, you get one more year of him, so why not capitalize off of that one last season right. That you get of Brock Bowers? So, absolutely, I could see it. And, I mean, when you have a guy like Brock Bowers, you can just do so much with him as well. And this is what makes Brock Bowers so talented is the fact that it's not just him running post routes over the middle of the field. It's the fact that they're giving this guy handoffs in the back end of the backfield and then also in the screen game. He just does it all for you. So, you have so much. He's so versatile that you can do so many different things, and he's not one-dimensional, and so you can really utilize him in so many different ways of the offense. So, yeah, I mean, a Heisman season could be on the horizon for Brock Bowers.
Who's a freshman on defense that you think can come in and potentially make an impact for this team?
One that originally came off to my mind right now is, you know, A.J. Harris, a cornerback for Georgia. I know that that room is really clouded. There's a lot of guys in that room. There's a lot of depth there. But that's a guy that, I mean, later on in the season, you might get him some early playing time as well. There's, I mean, heck, you never know with Georgia. They rotate a lot of times. And also, if you're going to be the best player, that's who they're going to play. And A.J. Harris just has something different about him that maybe late in the year, maybe in November, later in the season, you start seeing a little bit of A.J. Harris on corner coming out onto the field for Georgia. So, but there's also just, you know, they bring in so many different guys. They do so many different things. I also think Jordan Hall, defensive lineman, I went out and saw him in San Antonio earlier in the year, and my goodness, that guy loves playing football. He's got a great motor, very joyous young man. So I think he's also someone that could help out that defensive line, especially after losing someone like Jalen Carter.
Georgia is clearly going to be the number one team preseason in the country. Their schedule is obviously very favorable. I mean, as in favorable to where they're not going to lose a game during the regular season, you know, the SEC title game aside, they're going to go 12-0 and head to the SEC title game. But if there is a flaw in Georgia as a team this year, is there anything that you look at and say that could be a problem for the University of Georgia?
I'd say one, speaking from the offensive side, if I had to pick one right now, maybe that running back depth. You know, Kendall Milton, he's a great running back, and when he's 100% healthy, I think he is one of the best running backs in the SEC. But there's also some history with injuries there. You do have Dejon Edwards, and I think they kind of started to find out who Branson Robinson was last year, but I think it's pretty telling that when they bring back a guy like Savon Clark, and then they also go and get a transfer from the University of Tennessee, another running back, that they're continuing to add depth to that room. I think that might be something, you know, trying to figure out that run game. But then also on top of that, you have Mike Bobo. And Georgia has always had success running the football, especially with Mike Bobo. So that might not even be a flaw. And then maybe on the defensive side, like I said, that defensive line, kind of figuring things out interior-wise. But I think this is your Stackhouse, a senior leader in that team and on that unit. I think he's going to hold it all together. But those would be two things that you can maybe point out.
You think that Carson Beck is ready to take over as a full-time starter to run this offense?
I think he absolutely is, and I think he really showed that during the spring game. He showed poise. He showed like someone that was commanding the field. He had command of the offense, and people trusted him. They looked to him. And then also just he lived like a mature quarterback, like he should be at this point in his career, you know, progressing through his reads, and he looked very comfortable in the offense. So I think he's absolutely ready, and he himself has said that he is 100% ready to lead this offense.
You know, Jonathan, it has been a – Not just because Georgia is finally winning at the level, but again, when Kirby Smart took over this program, Georgia wasn't a bad organization, but you know, there was this hangover with the Mark Richt era, and you know, things were not trending in the right direction. What do you think has been the number one thing as to why it has been so drastic under Kirby Smart in such a short period of time. I mean, I know recruiting probably is first and foremost, but Georgia's always had good players. It's not like Georgia hasn't. I mean, again, I can go through the entire history of the program. They've always had good players. But what do you think is the thing about Kirby Smart that has transformed this program into pretty good to the best program in America right now?
I think it all goes back to the culture that he has instilled in Athens. And I've stated that from a roster standpoint, but also from a coaching staff standpoint. You know, like you said, Georgia's going to recruit at a national level, and they're going to get guys like Dylan Raiola all the way out west and guys like Peyton Woodyard who are out west as well. They're going to get people from all over the United States, but they also get guys within the state of Georgia, guys that have grown up loving Georgia, guys that love football. And so you get a balance there of that roster, and I think that kind of helps out as well because you kind of get a balance of everything. And it's important to have guys that not only buy into what you're preaching and buy into your coaching, but also buy into the culture and love where they are at. And I think he's done the same thing with his coaching staff. You know, you have national names like Glenn Schumann, Fran Brown, and then also you had Todd Monken for a couple of years. But then on top of that, he's brought in guys like Brian McClendon, Stacey Searles, Mike Bobo, Will Muschamp. Those are all Georgia guys, guys that have a long lineage of loving the Dogs. And it's a consistent across the board for them on both the roster and the coaching staff. So he's just instilled longevity on both of those sides. So I really think it has to do with just what he has been able to do from a culture standpoint, from getting his players to pay attention to the small details and make really just getting everybody to buy in at once. Because it seems like they're all maniacs, you know, but at the same, it just has to goes to show you how good of a head coach Kirby Smart is and how good of a manager he is.
Jonathan Williams from DogDaily.com joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Is there any part of this schedule that you look at that could be a hiccup? I mean, I just, again, every time we talk about these kinds of things, Georgia just steamrolls over everybody. You know, well, it's going to be South Carolina. Then Georgia goes out 49-0. I mean, it just, every time we think about a stumbling block, this team just plows right through. Is there anything that you see on the schedule before the SEC championship game that gives you kind of pause to say, okay, that could be a trap game or that could be a potential loss if Georgia doesn't handle their business well? I mean, it really does feel like we're at the point where Georgia literally has to go out and beat themselves rather than somebody can beat them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one game, and I think almost anybody would give you this answer, is Tennessee. You know, having to travel up to Tennessee, and especially with a guy that is going to be a first-year starting quarterback, more than likely Carson Beck, that would be the game that everybody has circled on their calendar, especially with what Tennessee does offensively. You know, they can score points quickly and in bunches. But Georgia has also handled that offense extremely well defensively. And the good news about that Tennessee game is that it's so late in the season. And so you know your identity at that point. You're well within the season. You're kind of in your groove. You know your identity. Guys have kind of figured out their groove into the year. And especially because you get to start the season with, like, Ball State, UT Martin, and then your first true SEC game as well as at home against South Carolina. So I would say Tennessee, but even then, like, Georgia is going to have all the kinks worked out by then. So they'll be the best of they'll be the best version of themselves by then anyways.
Last question for you. What do you make of the SEC schedule for 2024? I mean, it obviously amps up for Georgia. Trips to Tuscaloosa, Austin, Texas. I mean, you know, look, we knew we were going to get these games. And certainly when you're at Georgia's level, it's not going to be just Vanderbilt and South Carolina and Kentucky and teams like that. They're going to play the best of the best because those are the marquee matchups. What do you think about the SEC schedule release that we saw here for 2024?
Well, I think the biggest thing that changes for Georgia is you're no longer binded to the SEC East. Like you said, you're no longer playing Vanderbilt every single year. And even every single SEC East team outside of Georgia has not been consistently good. Like, Florida's had their ups and downs. Tennessee is just now back up on the rise. And everybody else has just kind of been in the middle of the pack. South Carolina had some years where they were pretty decent as well and really good. But now you're no longer binded to that. You no longer get that guarantee of playing those Eastern Division teams every single year. So you are making trips now out to Austin, Texas, and you are going to have to travel to Alabama. And it's just, and we'll see what happens the year after that. But it's going to be a fun schedule. I think Georgia fans have been itching for good games during the regular season, so they're finally going to get them. But it's going to be interesting to see how that team handles it and just how every single team in the SEC handles the flip of schedules. But I think everybody's got that. They'll still get Florida on the schedule. You'll still get those name stays as well. But I think it does provide some changes. It's going to be interesting to see how teams adapt.
Well, it's going to be an interesting season. I think Georgia's going to plow their way through everybody again this upcoming season. Jonathan Williams, he's a writer for DogDaily.com. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Dr_JWill. And he joined me here on the Wait4.com hotline. Jonathan, appreciate the time tonight. Thanks, buddy, for a few minutes, and we will chat again here soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chuckery. Might be time to panic. We'll talk about that next. Chuckery in the Key Studios. Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.